Christ is born.
Glorify him.
For the past 40 days, we have been invited to prepare ourselves to receive newborn Christ into our heart. This time gave us time to make ourselves ready for something really great. In a way, we were almost physically pushed to welcome Christ. Christ comes from heaven. Come to welcome him. Christ comes from heaven, and where are we? Have we finally made it to the Bethlehem? Did we even bother to go and see him? This reminds me of parents who found out they are going to have a firstborn child. The parents start to get ready. They start to prepare, so when the child comes, the house is set, so there is no more stress. And if the parents have big enough a place, they will probably set aside a room for the baby. They might paint the room to refresh it. They might buy some new furniture so it's more baby-friendly. They might get diapers, wipes, toys. You get it. The point is that the room needs to be ready and tidy before the baby comes. The same thing happens within our heart. We had 40 days to prepare for today. We fasted, not to lose weight, but to reveal through our fasting our shortcomings or our sinful nature. We challenge ourselves to pray more. Maybe we added only 5 more minutes to our morning and evening routine. And it was a real struggle, but we did it anyways. Great. Maybe next year we'll add another 5 minutes. Or maybe we took a day off from work to help somebody. We sacrificed our pay, but helped somebody in need. Good. Thank God. All these spiritual exercises that we put ourselves through cleansed our heart of all the filth and made us ready to accept him who came to us today. Christ descends to us at this very moment and is so close to us that we can draw near to the place of his divine manifestation. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. What other bread could it be but the living bread which came down from heaven, Jesus Christ? Every Christian soul must come to this Bethlehem. Every Christian soul should strive to become a house for this bread, so that eventually we may all enter this union with God. Some of you don't get to see this service, but before the liturgy starts, there is a little service called prothesis, or preparation of the Eucharistic gifts. This means that the priest goes to the side altar, which is called the prothesis table, and takes a special bread called prosphora and cuts it in a way that it is prescribed. No other person can do it except the priest. And this service symbolizes Bethlehem and the cave where the Christ was born. Bethlehem was the place where God appeared in the flesh. That is why every liturgical appearance of Christ begins at the prothesis table, at the side table. And then during divine liturgy, you get to see Christ move from the side table to the main altar. And during every divine liturgy, you get to experience whole life of Christ, from birth to the ascension. So we have finally made it to Bethlehem, and it is up to us to answer. But it's not once per year answer, but it's every divine liturgy answer. Even tonight, are we ready to accept Christ? Is our heart ready? and tidy. This means that constant work is required of us in order for our hearts to be tidy and ready for Christ. There is always some kind of preparation that is required of us. So let us use this time, even from now on until the communion. We have time left during this divine liturgy to create at least little space for Christ. So when we approach the chalice today, and not just today, but every single divine liturgy, we have to make sure that we are ready to fully accept Christ into our heart. We have to cleanse our hearts so our hearts are ready for Bethlehem, where God can rest. Christ comes from heaven. Come, let us welcome him. Christ is born.